Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we're going to have an open mic day. So if you want to call in at any time during the hour, you're going to be able to do so. So let me give out those phone numbers that you can call in to. Here they are, toll-free, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And also, we have a direct line of 876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, for those of you that might be first-time listeners to the show, I would just like to mention to you that all I need from you is your first name or initial. And, of course, I love to know where you're calling in from. And then after that, let me do my intuitive perceptions, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. Now, I do know we've got a caller on the line, but before I go to that caller, I want to give you a quote, and you can sort of ruminate about it, if you will. And this is by Ida Scott Taylor. One day at a time, this is enough. Do not look back and grieve over the past, for it is gone. And do not be troubled about the future, for it has not yet come. Live in the present and make it so beautiful that it will be worth remembering. That's Ida Scott Taylor. And just wonderful thoughts. And with that, let's go in with our first guest for today. And welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Ray. I'm calling from California.
Okay, your voice is cutting out. You're on a cell phone, I think.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I don't know where you are, but I think you've got a little bit of a weak signal. So I'm going to ask you to repeat your first name or initial again, and where in California?
My name is Frank.
Your name is Frank, and where are you, Frank, in California? Oh, dear. I wonder if he's driving. Frank, are you with me? No, I think that something happened with the connection there. So, Frank, if you can, call back in. That's one thing with a cell phone, sometimes dependent on where a signal is or if you're moving or you're driving. You can go into dead space. So that is really a bear. So if Frank wants to call back, then I'd be delighted to chat with him, and I'm sorry that we lost that signal. But let me just give you a little bit of a chat regarding Ida Scott Taylor's quote, you know, one day at a time, this is enough. I don't know about you, but throughout my life, it's always been a habit. Uh-oh, there we go. Frank, do we have you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, hey, you sound wonderful. Where are you calling in from, Frank?
Yes, from Corona, California.
From Corona. Wow, the signal is so much better right now. This is just absolutely marvelous. All right, Frank, the first thing that I'm looking at in my mind with you is you have set up your dominoes for action. You are looking strategically to see if the pattern action of the domino effect is going to be the way you want it to be. And you're very close to tapping that first domino that's going to set the series of actions into place, formulating the patterning that you want of result. And I'm glad that you're being so thorough, because I think you're going to find that in backing up and reviewing and going over all of the details, perhaps even doing it with someone who will have your best interests at heart, will save you some anxiety, because it looks to me, and I'm getting 2 to 6. I honestly do not know if this is in the next 2 to 6 days, weeks, or months, but it's not a long period of time, the number 2 to 6. You're going to find that you will be seeing some results. And it's like once the action is tapped into motion, hit that first domino, then it's just absolutely amazing how it goes after that. You're going to have an extremely intense period here between now, I think, and the end of June for next year. There is a whole new agenda that you are in the process of developing, which I think is good. And you're going to find yourself really feeling like you're starved for time for yourself on a personal basis. That will pass, however. You're going to realize that all of this intensity, all of this action is exactly what is needed. And as you go along and as you're becoming aware of certain things that you can delegate to other people, I encourage you to do exactly that. It will make a tremendous difference for you, and you are going to find that your satisfaction with the results is even going to be better than expected. But hard work is still going to be a part of this. Even though you're going to set off the domino effect, you must be prepared to do everything that you have to do to make sure that things keep moving along. Also, it appears that you're going to need to put together some kind of an information packet. And I want to say less is more. And what I mean by that is you don't want to have 50 pieces of paper if you can help it. Whatever this package is for, it's something that you're going to give to someone. And so you want to be sure that it's concise, it is tight in content, extremely clear in what you are trying to communicate. And this is going to take a little bit of time. I'm seeing you starting off with the equivalent of 6 pages and getting down to 2. And this is really going to be a job. But I'm seeing you interacting with some other people who really have the eye skill and the, what I'd call the word skill, to know how to restructure what needs to be done so you'll have that efficient package. Money, I'm not too concerned about money with you. I really think you're going to do very well, Frank. But you're going to be prudent, you're going to be practical, and you're going to be thorough. And so that is a good set of skills and disciplines to be able to use. What's on your mind, Frank? What did you want to ask me today?
Yes, I was one. Boy, this was very good. It has to do with a court, and you're right about the domino effect. I'm setting it up. And, wow, you're very good. This is the first time I'm speaking with you.
Well, how'd you learn about the show?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, now your voice is cutting out again. I had asked the question, how did you learn about the show?
Oh, I just, I've heard about you, never had a chance to come on the show. I've seen you, but then you're always this, yes, and I've always heard that you were pretty good, and I looked at your profile, and I'm amazed.
Thank you. I love what I
really
do.
Am.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. What's your question for me, Frank?
Yeah, I'd like to know if there's any paranormal, do you paranormal stuff or?
Just ask your question. If I can't answer it, I'll tell you.
Basically, if there's any paranormal living or with my older sibling.
Okay, again, your voice is cutting out a little bit. When you're asking about paranormal, to me, the only reason we use that term is because we don't understand what's going on. If you're asking me the question, do you and your siblings have particularly unique activities around you at this moment, I don't see them as unique. You may define them as unique. So you'll need to tell me what it is you're curious about. And let me see if I can help you understand it.
Okay, I just, I be getting things like hives and things like that, and I just think they're from the stress and from my older siblings. Because they do black stuff, or dark.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, let's take a different bend on this. The powers of the mind are very real. And the skills of using mental energies, good, bad, or indifferent, have always existed. The key is, what is your belief system regarding this? You are dealing with energy. I'll use that word because that is a word that most people can understand. Now, I will tell you, I don't know everything about everything. But this has been my experience. When you are raised in an environment where there are particular belief systems and your mind is impregnated with those belief systems, you are going to be very strongly affected by them. When something is defined as dark, negative, remember there are always two sides to a coin. There's a head and a tail, positive and a negative. That's part of life. That you may have members of the family that have decided that they wish to be in more of a negative demonstration, then you choose not to do that. So you need to strengthen yourself so that you have an understanding of how you can use your mind in a positive way. When it comes to these physiological responses, they're not done to you by your relations. What it is, in your particular situation, you are responding emotionally because of the subconscious fear that you have of them and what they do because you don't understand what they do. Anything in life can be used to be harmful. Anything. Water. It can nourish the body and allow you to live well, or you can drown in it. So you need to understand that this experience that you are going through can be very helpful to you if you will use it in the right way to cause you to read and to study. And there is, I'm trying to remember the name of the book. It was written by Max Freedom Long. This is a man who was able to interact with kahunas in Hawaii. He was the protege of Dr. Brigham, who the museum in Oahu is named after. And this was a scientist, and Dr. Brigham had studied the kahunas for a long time. And he learned that they were aware of techniques for healing, for utilizing energy. And they had to be trained in this. And it was something that was very, very positive. And if you get The Secret Science Behind Miracles, I think is the name of the book, you should get this book and you should read it, so that you have an insight into what you are so concerned about. You can get past this and not be caught up with the negative. But let me finish the story about Max. What happened with Max is that he found that Dr. Brigham had gone through these various experiences, and Dr. Brigham had been on an island doing some work involving archaeology and research, along with some kahunas. And there was a child that had accompanied them from a particular village. The kahuna was considered a dark kahuna. He did not want the child to go and impress something on the child's mind. And the child, while they were on the trip, started to become very, very ill. Well, Max decided, not Max, but Dr. Brigham decided that this was not acceptable. So he and the other kahunas that were with him said, use your own magic. And what he did is that he put all of his emotion and all of his thought into the wellness for that child, and he directly confronted the psychological energy that had been pressed on this child. Well, all of a sudden the child came around, got well, everything was fine. When they went back to the village to return the child to the family, who had willingly allowed the child to travel, they found that the kahuna, the dark kahuna, was dead. And they described what happened to the kahuna, and apparently Dr. Brigham had sent energy that was strong enough that actually distorted the kahuna, and it caused the kahuna's death, if you will, because he became very afraid. But I recommend, and for any of you listening to this as well, get the book by Max Freedom Long, The Secret Science Behind Miracles. Because Max wrote about Dr. Brigham's stories, and he did a lot of research. And I knew of a man, and I actually was going through training with him until he couldn't do it anymore, who was teaching blind people to see, that had been born blind. They had never, ever seen anything, by using some of the principles that Max had described in the book. Now, the reason I'm taking this time to share this with you is to help you understand you fear something that you don't know how to deal with. All of us do this. There's no one on this planet that doesn't do that at one time or another. So I don't want you to be filled with fear. I want you to educate yourself and understand that you can have energy in a negative way or in a positive way. There's just, you have the option, though. Who are you going to give the power to? And I would say you should give the power to yourself and not fear the family. But stress
yes.
can easily cause hype. Am I making sense to you?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Yes, you are.
I'm glad, Frank. But I don't think you need to be afraid. And one of the things that happens when people want to make you fearful, and I've seen this occur so many times, over and over again. I've even had people that have done it with me in my lifetime. They want you to stay ignorant. They don't want you to read. They don't want you to research. They don't want you to question. They want you to be subservient. And if you do any reading of history, you'll find this in every culture that has ever been on this planet. There are always those individuals that want to manipulate you through fear. But it's up to you. You're not an illiterate person. It is up to you to take dominion over your own space. Nobody can do it for you but you.
Okay.
Does that help you, Frank?
Yes, it does help me.
Good. I'm glad. Do try to pick up Max's books. His stories are just absolutely fascinating. The man left a wonderful legacy. He doesn't know it all about the kahunas, but fortunately he wrote a lot of good information about them, and regrettably a lot of their wisdom and knowledge disappeared because people forced them underground, but there's still some wonderful, wonderful people out there that understand physical laws and use them in a wonderful way.
Yes, and the gentleman's name is Max Freedom Long.
Correct. You probably could look him up on the internet. I think he wrote a total of 8 books, but my particular favorite, and I was introduced to this by a friend, my goodness, a good 25 years ago, because he was an avid student of the Huna technique. But it's wonderful. It's just good information.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day, Frank, and thanks so much for calling in.
Yes, and thank you for the reading. It's right on, and I'm very impressed with you, and I'm going to hold on to your name.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Love and light.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank. Same to you. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, it's an open mic day today. I got all kinds of goodies to share with you, but one of my greatest joys is to be able to share my intuitive skills with you. So if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And then we also have another direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, I do want to remind you that I've got a traveling schedule. This microphone is going to be going where I go. So let me give you one of my appearances, and I know we've got another caller on the line, but before I go to that caller, I want you to know that if you're in the state of Washington, I'm going to be appearing at the Boeing Parapsychology Expo this coming Saturday, and I'm going to be there for the full day. It's at Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. Now, for all of the information on this, all of you are so web savvy, just go to the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. BEPC is another abbreviation. But if you'll go in, you'll find all the information there, the directions on how to get to Kent Commons, and it's going to be great. I'm going to be doing many consultations there, and I'm going to have oodles of books. Yes, great prices, too, so you're not going to want to miss it. Come on out, bring your family. Great event. And I've got some other appearances coming up, too, but that's the one that's coming up this week. So let's go to our next caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
This is Cindy in Florida.
Hi, Cindy. Where are you in Florida?
Hi, Donna. I'm in Central Florida in Lake County.
In Lake County. I'm going to be in Tampa. My first time ever in Tampa, Florida. I'm going to be there on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's really something I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to get all kinds of sunshine. Yes!
Oh, nice, nice.
Good thing, yes. In fact, we're going to be broadcasting live. Teresa Tapp is putting on a particular retreat back there, and I'm really excited. So we're going to be talking about her wonderful exercise regimen, which does good stuff for the body, and I'm going to be interviewing a number of people there, so don't miss the show. That's going to be on the 2nd that we're going to be doing the live broadcast from Tampa, so I'm going to be able to come into your beautiful state. Okay, Cindy, let's get down to business with you, hon. First of all, I want you to network with some other women in business, and I'm seeing you a little perplexed by what I'm saying, and I want to tell you that you're a very individualistic, hardworking person, and in a way, you're sort of a loner, but you've come to realize that connections can make a difference, and I would like to encourage you to seek out one or two women's groups that have an orientation that you enjoy. And though I know you've got a very busy schedule, if you can do that, that's really going to bring you in contact with some excellent, excellent people. You're going to have some people that are just going to give you so many ideas that you're going to feel like you're going to burst because you've just got so much that you're absorbing. But I'm seeing them very supportive. I'm looking at one group that has, maybe meetings that have anywhere from 50 to 100 women that show up. And some of them will have more. There will be conferences annually. But I'm seeing a very good interaction. And you need to develop this. Also, I am looking at you a little bit concerned about your physical well-being. Well, you really do have a pretty healthy body, as I'm perceiving it. But your body's becoming sensitive to some things. And you're just saying, I don't know why I can't seem to get up the motivation to do what I need to do for myself. Again, I would say a buddy program would work for you of some kind, some people that you can get together with that you really enjoy and just support you in whatever your objectives are, whether it's exercise, weight loss, if there's a certain kind of physical therapy or getting out. I think you will just be amazed at how it will rejuvenate you because mentally you felt like you were stuck. Mentally you have felt like you were sort of in a quicksand. And you're not really going down fast. You just feel like everything's weighing you down, like you can't really move forward. Give yourself a little bit of time. Put yourself in environments that are going to be stimulating and that are going to be with women who are very, very interested in making life really work for them. And then I think you're going to find how well you are going to do, Cindy. I really think you're breaking through a personal glass ceiling. And you've been working on this, I think, for 5 years. And you've had a lot of interruptions, a lot of things that have sidetracked you. But, hon, it's coming into your time right now. So I want to encourage you to just do what you're doing. What's on your mind, Cindy? What would you like to ask me?
Boy, you're hitting a lot of things right there. I'm just kind of feeling stuck and lost and don't know what to do. Trying to find a new career because finances are just, I'm just thinking fast. I'm a sinking ship, but I've got horses I'm trying to take care of and just overloaded with responsibility and things that I'm just, problems with my home, trying to get it sold before I lose it. The buyers keep coming and keep falling away because they can't get financing. It's just like there's nothing is working. Everything's just... I keep believing it's going to sell, and I know it's going to sell, but I'm not sure how to survive in the meantime, and I'm just getting further and further down, and I've been, even applying for waitressing jobs. I've always had my own business. I've always been a business for myself. I've been very active in, and it's like, and I had some setbacks and some health problems, injuries, and some relationship problems, which made the injuries worse. From the stress and got really bogged down and just kind of really have had a lot of spiritual growth, and it's been a learning time for me, and I had that gift that still to do that, but I'm trying to get back on my feet and get back financially stable, and it's like I'm just so overwhelmed.
Well, I can understand that. Well, Cindy, I really, and you're in Lake County, Florida. Do you know of any women's organizations that are near you, maybe a horsewoman's association since you're dealing with horses, or how many horses do you have, by the way?
I am down to 9.
Down to 9. I'm seeing you eventually getting down to 4. What were you doing with the horses? What were you involved with? Boarding them? What were you doing?
I compete professionally on the rodeo circuit. I was traveling around the country barrel racing.
Okay, well, that's pretty much over with right now.
Finances to get back on the road.
Okay, hon. Yeah, but you're putting the cart before the horse because you've got to take care of yourself physically here. Now, you've got a good, strong body, so you pretty much are going to be able to get back into some good physical shape here. But with 9 horses, you've got, you know, that's a lot of expense, and the animals take quite a bit of care. But I think what I'd like for you to consider doing is get yourself some large pieces of paper, maybe some construction board, and just put them up. And, you know, they're pretty good-sized slabs. And I want you to itemize on one board. And you might want to use one of those wide pins, but I want you to, on a separate piece of paper, not on the board before you do the board, I want you on a separate piece of paper, I want you to itemize every single thing out that you have to deal with. I want you to write every single item out on a piece of paper and just say, okay, this is it. This is the black and white. Then I want you to go and put it on a piece of construction board, and I want you to itemize everything. Just number them down. If it ends up being 200, then fine. You use 2 or 3 pieces of construction board, and you put them one right under the other, but you want them in fairly good-sized lettering. Then you need to be able to stand back, and you need to be able to look at it and say, all right, this is where I am. I have certain health issues. I have certain financial issues. I have objectives here. And I want you to be able to categorize them. Take that list, then put it under a category of finance, animals, house, etc. The reason I'm asking you to do this is what is occurring here is focus. And the reason we get overwhelmed is because we are flip-flopping around. Believe me, I know exactly how you can feel. I'm not in your situation, but I've been there and I've done that. And what works is when you can itemize things out and you can look at them and you can see them in black and white. And then you have a chance to be able to prioritize and organize. And sometimes you may have to bounce around. Every day is going to be a different day. But if you can do that, and the reason I suggest big pieces of paper is because if you have that construction board, then as you clear something off, you actually will put a line through it. And then you'll be able to, your list will get shorter and shorter. And you're going to be able to do this. You're going to be able to accomplish quite a bit within 1 month. But you're getting stressed, you're getting overly anxious about things that you have absolutely no control over. And that's one of the things that's the hardest lesson to learn. That is to trust and release. It's very, very hard. But I make that suggestion to you right off the top because you need to be able to focus. And there may not be something that you can do about certain things maybe for a day or two or a week or two, or maybe a month or two. But you know what you do have to do. And then what I want you to do is put down the to-do list that you know you have to do every day. Maybe getting up, doing some physical therapy if you've had some injuries, exercising, taking care of the horses, and you know what you've got to do on a daily basis. And then, after you've got your strategy there, this is what I have to do every day, then take a look at the to-do list or the other list that you've got of priorities and say, all right, I can't do something about number 4 on the list, but I certainly could do something about number 10. And you incorporate that in until that one's taken care of. Am I making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm saying this to you is because I want you to get focused. When you get focused, you just move like a bat out of you-know-where. I mean, you just go. The relationship situation, the reason you're still tangled up in that is you're trying to figure out how to fix something that can't be fixed. You need to get a grip on reality with that relationship, period. No games, no fantasies, just look at the facts. But that's not what we do easily because our emotions are all tied up. not knowing all the circumstances, again, it is that clarity that you're needing. And I've got to take a break. Will you stay on the line, Cindy?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. Cindy's with us from Lake County, Florida, and we're going to be taking a break coming back. This is an open mic day. Got a lot of things to share with you, but one of my favorite things to do is to be able to give you a reading on the air. So if you'd like to call in, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away. Cindy, we'll be right back with you.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Before I go back to Cindy, I do want to let you know where the traveling microphone for the Donna Sebo Show is going to be going. As I mentioned when I first started talking to Cindy, I am going to be the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I am going to be in Tampa, Florida. And we are going to be doing a live broadcast from a resort that is there. And we're going to be having some interesting conversations with some people that have accomplished some phenomenal things for physical wellness and attractiveness. So if you're interested in that, join us. We're going to be talking with all kinds of people regarding TTAP and physical fitness and, again, the good things that go right along with it. So I'll be illuminating you as to what I will be seeing and hearing while we're on site there. Also, the middle of October, the 17th, the 18th, and the 19th, I'm going to be in San Francisco at the Wisdom Festival. This is an absolutely marvelous event. And this is an event you can get all kinds of information on if you go to wisdomfestival.com. Now, I'm going to be there. I'll have a booth. I'll be doing many consultations. But this is something that involves products and services from all over the world. It also will be representing a number of speakers that will be coming in with different products and orientations that are very educational and informative on so many levels. So it's an event that's marvelous. It's been held at the Fort Mason Center in San Francisco. It is in a gorgeous area. And in the fall of the year, it's a perfect time. If you want to have an excursion, you can come along, come visit us, at the Wisdom Festival, and then you can go out and party and play, because the weather that time of the year in San Francisco is breathtakingly gorgeous, and we're right on the water. It's just wonderful. So I hope you'll come out. If you do, do come by and say hello, because we will be delighted to interact with you. And by the way, they've got information on the website about seminars and other all other kinds of activities that are going on. So go to their website, wisdomfestival.com. You don't want to miss any of it, and you want to be sure that you have all the details necessary before you come on out, including the directions. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz. This is an open mic day. We're going to be going back to Cindy, but here's the telephone number, or telephone numbers, I should say, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Remember, the line's busy. As soon as I finish talking with a person, that line will be cleared, so you can call in, too. Cindy, are you still with me?
Yes, Donna, I sure am. Thank you.
Okay, hon. So if you can just use those tips, you're going to be fine. Financially, it's a little rocky for you, but I'm looking at money coming into you from unexpected sources. But I mean it most sincerely when I tell you that you need to be able to link up with some women's groups, because I believe that there will be those women that will be able to list information for you that will enable you to find what you need so that economically you get back on your feet. And that's really going to make a difference. And don't hesitate to tell people in your industry, in the rodeo world, or the rodeo world, whichever way you prefer to pronounce it, to let them know what's going on, because you will have people that will help you. Pride is a funny thing. You can't eat it. It may seemingly look good, but it really isn't. Doesn't mean that you're begging, but all you have to do is put it out, say, I'd like some ideas. This is where I am, but be very concise. Don't give them a long spiel, you know, that goes on for 2 hours, unless they're really interested. What you do is say, I have this situation, I'm looking at X, Y, Z, and I want to know what suggestions you might have for me. Go to the people that you've known, that you respect, that you admire, and see what they can do for you. You'd be surprised at how many people will step up to the plate and help you get what you need. And the only thing I say to you is this. Remember, sometimes when people assist, they don't expect any payback, but there may come that time where you'll be able to pass it on to someone else.
Okay. Do you see what I should be doing financially as far as career-wise right now? What new field?
Right now, you just need to be focused. And what I would say financially, you've been involved with the rodeo, or the rodeo, again, however you choose to pronounce it. You want to stay linked with that. So what you do is go to the people in that industry, in that entertainment portion. Say, this is what I'm doing. This is what I've got. What can you recommend that I be involved with so that I can maybe assist someone else? They may have an office job. They might have something else that they can recommend that would enable you to generate the income you need so that you can take care of your animals and yourself.
Okay.
But try to itemize everything out, hun, so that you're not, you know, your mind isn't tumbling around like a dryer.
Okay.
It's very important. Once you have that focus, things work. Just think about how it is when you're doing barrel riding. You have to stay totally focused on what you're doing, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in working with the circumstances that you're going through right now.
Yeah, it has been very hard to focus because there's just way too many things that I have to take care of. It's like, where do you start and how do you get it done?
Right where you are. You start right with where you are right now. The relationship is not the big issue. The relationship is that your life is going through a major transformation. And so what you want to do is focus on what is first and foremost most significant to you. And I would say that would be your wellness, number one, because if you're sick, if you have problems, you're not going to be able to handle things well. So you want to make sure that that's the number one priority and take good care of yourself. You have your animals you have to take care of, and you have your home that you're wanting to sell, and you will be able to sell that. But you just need to say, what do I need to do right here? What can I do right here, right now? Start with right where you are.
Okay.
Right now, right where you are. What could you do right now, today, that would be a step towards what you want? And a silly example is, let's say you're trying to sell your house, and maybe you needed to paint the wood rack out in the backyard so it would match the house. And this is a ridiculous example, but that's what pops into my head, or a woodshed. So what you do is you go out and you say, okay, this is what I can do today. I needed to do it. I can't do anything about anything else. I'll go out and I'll paint the cotton picking rack. So you do it. It's not brain science, but it's getting focused. And keep in mind, the very disciplines that make you a successful barrel rider are the very disciplines you employ right now in the situation that you're in.
Okay.
You multitask with that, hon. You can do it on other levels, too. Thank you for your call, Cindy.
All right. Thank you, Donna, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me know how it turns out.
Very well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Well, I wanted to say I was sent... Oh, by the way, oh, let me digress here. Those of you that are sending me stories and wonderful items, I want to thank you so much. I get so much material, and whenever I can, I like to use it. And I want to thank you. If you have a special story, if you have a recipe to die for that you know everybody would love, then send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. We've got another caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Sharon, Sacramento, California.
Okay, Sharon, welcome to the show. And let me just say to you that there is going to be a real intense schedule starting up around the 1st of October. I'm looking at you needing to take care of some loose ends prior to the 1st of October so that you're not going to feel like you're operating sort of like a ping pong ball being bounced back and forth between two areas in your life. You want to be able to get things leveled out so when the 1st of October comes around, then you're going to be able to move forward and move forward very, very quickly. That is going to make a big difference to you. So taking care of the small stuff right now is extremely important, and I want to say that that is going to just help you along like you would not believe. Also, there's something about a vehicle I'm seeing you concerned with. And I'm not sure exactly what's going on here. I don't know if there is a sound that you're hearing on the underside of the car, or maybe it sounds like a branch is caught in underneath the automobile. But I see you walking around the car, and you're looking and looking and looking. I think what you've got is a part that is coming loose in the engine, and the sound is creating, I will describe it as a flapping sound. That it flaps and it thunks. It flaps and it thunks. Something's working its way loose. When you notice it, try to get yourself into a mechanic. It's not going to be expensive to fix, but whatever it is, it's just working its way out. So something just needs to be tightened down so that it will not cause a problem in the future. So what you hear is real, and it is something that once it's adjusted, you won't hear the sound again. What question would you like to ask me, Sharon?
Well, the car, I've been taking it in to have the mechanic look because I do have a sound problem with it. I just have to ask him to look more carefully. He says he can't hear anything.
Well, you need to tell him when you hear it. You need, when you're driving it, you need to note a couple of things. One, you have to note the speed of the vehicle. You have to note... is it happening when you're doing turns? Is it on straightaways? Is it when you're starting to brake or when you're backing up? This attention to detail is going to help him because you are giving him a description, and if he doesn't hear it, believe me, I went through something like this 2 weeks ago. I walk in, my car is shaking like it is having a seizure, and I take it in, and I say to the guys, hey, I'm going to leave it here overnight because this is what's happening when I start my car up in the morning. They go and start up the silly car. Nothing goes wrong.
I know.
And they said, Donna, because they know me very well. I said, don't tell me. Nothing went wrong. He said, right. It's smooth as silk. I said, oh, brother. I go out the next day. I bring it home. I go out the next day, and it's shaking, rattling, and rolling. It's unbelievable. So, you know, I just think that my car is getting a severe case of PMS, and it's just saying, I'm going to show you.
I wanted to ask you about October 1st.
Okay, honey, I'm going to ask you to stay on hold because I've got to take a break. We're going to take a break. Stay with me,
okay.
Sharon, and we'll be right back. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Quick like a bunny, before I go back to Sharon, I want to let you know who's going to be with me this week. We're going to be talking to Russell Targ. Do you see what I see? This man is awesome. Russell Targ has been involved with the CIA. He's been a guest on my show more than once. His knowledge about the paranormal, developing psychic abilities, mind skills is just fabulous. But this is going to be all about his story, his life. So you're not going to want to miss that. Then we're going to be talking about Native Americans on Thursday with Tom Benjay, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, some fabulously interesting people that we're going to learn about. And then Bill George is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking to him on Friday, True North. He wrote a book that is absolutely wonderful for self-motivation, personal incentive, inspiration. But now he's come out with a workbook, so we're going to be talking about that, too. So we've got some wonderful, wonderful guests on the Donna Sebo Show. Don't forget, also, you can always listen to archives when that is opportune for you, because I know I'm on during the mid-afternoon Pacific time, and sometimes there's a lot of you that can't hear the show. So just know those archives are available to you, and it's our pleasure to provide them, so you can listen to the programs at your leisure. You're going to be busy doing all kinds of stuff and not miss any of the shows here on the Donna Sebo Show. Well, let's go back to Sharon. Sharon, what you had a question for me. You wanted to say something about October the 1st. What was the question?
Do you see that income related?
You know, if you ask me about that, I don't have a direct answer for you at this moment. I am seeing income being generated before October the 1st. On a level, I don't know that it's a whole bunch of money, but I am seeing some income coming into you. And then I'm looking at by, I think, the 5th of November, it looks like there is a consistent income for you. So there is definitely something in the works, and I think you are going to find yourself expanding, especially after the first of the year, into an arena of activity that will afford you as much work as you want to do.
Oh, lovely. I just got turned down on a proposal that I had made, and it was something that a lot of us were counting on to come through, and I understand that. You know, something like that is just an opportunity to go forward, and you know, I'm still forging ahead.
Well, ask yourself some questions, and if you can, ask the individual to put it together. Let's say you were trying to go for a grant. You want to find out perhaps what it was that didn't work, what it was that needed to be done, and I would talk to, if you could, the person that you were involved with that let you know whether or not it was acceptable. Say, if you were to make any suggestions to me for a resubmission or for another venue to explore, what would it be? What are your questions? What are your comments about the material I submitted? Don't be embarrassed to ask these questions, because you don't know unless you ask.
I did ask, and they're very, they're huge, and they gave me a few general insights, and that was helpful. I'm not trying to minimize it. It's just, oh, just continuing to forge ahead, and I don't know if you're anyone's mother, Donna, but I just consider you the mother I never had. And
oh, bless your heart, hon.
I love calling you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And just know something, it's always disappointing, but when you have something like this occur, if you can link up with an individual that has done something like this before and get some feedback, they may not be able to ask certain things, but let me share something with you that was in a conversation I had just yesterday, which I think is very timely for your call. They were talking about grants, and they are involved in the area of science, and so for research, they often have to do this. And they said they had been given some counsel by someone that if you are going to submit something, most of the time they get so much in the way of requests that they're just bored with it. They said, just imagine someone going into the bathroom, sitting on the pot, reading your proposal, and I just started to laugh. And they said, well, no, Dave, just get this image. They're reading a proposal. If you don't grab them in the first three sentences, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. I said, yeah, that's what you have to do. That's just the general attitude. This is in the scientific community. So I share that with you because, again, that was just in a conversation I had yesterday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day now.
You too, Donna. Thank you for being there.
You're more than welcome. Donna Sebo here. Oh, we're almost out of time. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. 888-815-9756. You know, I came across, I've got so much good stuff that I just love to share with you. And I know that we don't have enough time to talk about it today. But I've gotten some information on biofuels. Yes. There is a whole new approach with this in the respect of how to utilize a garbage dump. Yes, and I really like this, so we'll sometime this week, if I have the time, I will share that with you. And then something out of Australia regarding green energy. I've got health information. I've got all kinds of good stuff. And, yes, I even had a recipe with chocolate. Yes, 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 yes. But we'll have to share that another time. You know, it's just such a joy to be able to do this program with you. And I know that during this time frame, it's my opportunity to share with you, like I did today on open mic, my skills and abilities. But I want you to remember something. It is so important to be open to learning. This was shared with me when I was young. And it was by my mentor and also another mentor that after she passed away that I had the privilege of interacting with. You must be willing to read. You must be willing to listen. You must be willing to learn. And someone would say, oh, it's not that important. It is. Because the only way you're going to be able to be the best person you possibly can be is by being willing to grow and to learn and expand yourself. And you're never too old to do it. You're never too young to do it. But if you invest in yourself and your education, and I'm not just talking about going to college, which is wonderful. I'm talking about living life, reading materials that are unknown to you. You're going to come out way ahead. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Thank you so much for participating in this open mic hour. It has been a delight to share my skills with you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is your life right here, right now, in this moment. Live it. Be the best you can be. It is now. Can't worry about never. Worry about now, and the future will take care of itself. Donna Sebo. We'll be here same time, same place tomorrow, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.